live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has written to the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris to ask what measures are being taken to ensure the force is adequately resourced in the county. The number of people on the live register in Donegal has fallen by just over 9%. The PSNI says those involved in the intimidation campaign against Quinn Industrial Holdings staff will have no hiding place north or south. And there's said to be serious parking problems at Ingrainan Theatre in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrier. First to news, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has written to Garda Commissioner Drew Harris to ask what measures are being taken to ensure the force is adequately resourced in the county. Deputy Doherty says there's been a worrying increase in incidents along the border, with business people speaking about a spike in criminality and antisocial behaviour over recent months. In a letter to the Commissioner, Deputy Doherty is asking him to outline the steps being taken to address the current situation and to urgently address what he says is a lack of resources available to Gardaí to allow them do their job.
I know talking to Gardaí that they are stretched to the limit, that they're doing their best to respond to the needs of the community, but they need the support of the state. The government needs to make the resources available, and I was disappointed to hear in this budget this year that despite the fact that Temple Moor can train 800 Gardaí per annum, the government have only decided to train 600 next year, and that's not good enough given that about 300 to 400 Gardaí retire every year.
In many cases, there is a cross-border dimension to crime in Donegal, particularly along the border, given that we've seen an increase in cross-border cooperation as a result of the investigation into the Kevin Lunny abduction. Would you like to see that extended further, as it were?
That cooperation is there right across the border region, and there is memorandums of understanding between the PSNI and the Gardaí. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it is not as simple apprehending somebody who's in Sligo as opposed to somebody who's in Tyrone. That emphasises the need for Gardaí to be able to respond in a very timely manner to crimes that are taking place in the close vicinity of the border, because by going across the border it makes it difficult for those to be apprehended. There is a real issue here. We can see from the figures going back to, you know, the Fianna Fáil Green government that there had been quite a substantial reduction in Garda resources in this county and in the border region over nearly more than 10-year period. Now, thankfully, we are seeing some additional resources coming into the county, but we're also seeing divisions and units being left without the proper resources. So having 6 or 7 Gardaí in the station but no car, or only one car between them, is simply not good enough.
The PSNI says those involved in the intimidation campaign against Quinn Industrial Holdings staff will have no hiding place north or south. The comments come after Cyril McGuinness, a man suspected of being involved in the abduction of Kevin Lunny in September, died during a police search at his home in Derbyshire this morning. It's one of a number of raids carried out across Ireland and the UK as part of a joint investigation formally launched by the PSNI and Gardaí. PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton says they are determined to catch those responsible.
This is a formal judicial agreement between prosecutors and police to forward this investigation, and it's something that we strongly welcome, and also hopefully reinforces to the community and to the criminals that we are determined that they will have no hiding place anywhere on the island, north or south, or any other part of the UK, and we're determined to track them down. So today is a good move forward.
Quinn Industrial Holdings say today's developments mark an important milestone in bringing those involved in attacks on its staff to justice. It has also welcomed the establishment of a joint PSNI and Garda investigation into the recent acts of intimidation. Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan says he is confident this will lead to justice being served to those involved. Minister Flanagan has hailed it as a significant step forward and is urging anyone with any information to contact either authority. The number of people on the live register in Donegal has fallen by just over 9%. According to latest figures, there were 9,423 people signing on in the county at the end of October. There were falls in the numbers on the live register in 7 of the county's 8 local offices, with just one, Ballyshannon, recording a slight rise. Catherine Gaffney has more.
There were 945 people signing on the live register in Ballyshannon at the end of last month, a rise of just over 1% on last year's figure. All other offices recorded decreases, with the sharpest fall of just over 12% recorded in Buncrana, where there were 1,621 people on the register. There were 629 people on the register in Dunfanaghy, a fall of just under 11%, while three offices recorded falls of just over 10%. They were Killybegs, with 506 people signing on, Ballybuffet with 1,321, and Letterkenny with 2,852. There were 922 people on the register in Dunloe, a fall of 9.5%, and 627 in Donegal Town, down 6.5%.
There are calls on Donegal County Council to urgently address parking issues at Ungreenan Theatre in Letterkenny. The issue is said to be particularly prevalent during busy times, resulting in the route along the side of the building regularly becoming blocked. A number of elderly residents live in nearby Cove Hill and are said to be finding it difficult to access their homes during busy times. Local councillor Jimmy Cabness says in the event of an emergency, access would be a serious issue.
If there was a case where an ambulance or something was needed, It would be potentially very, very dangerous, and this needs to be addressed. It's gone on for a long time. Several photographs of it, and there's been plenty of photographs on social media showing exactly what the problem is, and it is an intolerable situation for the people that are living in that area.
Do you feel like that the problem has worsened further due to the new courthouse? We know that that has resulted in a lot of what used to be ample parking now taken up by the new courthouse.
Well, this problem, Catherine, in my experience, has gone on for a long time. You know, when there is a big show there at the theatre, it seems to always be a problem. That's been the problem for a number of years, as far as I can see. But, we certainly need to look at it. We need to try and find a solution for it. Everybody wants to see the theatre obviously doing well, and the culture centre is out to doing well, and it's great to see that they can have shows that attract those sort of numbers. But we need to have a way of managing the parking during those times, because it's just can't go on now. And something only needs to go wrong once, and it's actually amazing that something hasn't happened already.
And from my mind's eye, in terms of maybe acquiring more land, there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of land around the theatre for maybe getting it for extra car parking, if that were to be explored further.
No, and I think we need to look at the current use of the existing car park that is there, and make sure that it has been used for theatre purposes and so on. But I think we also need to be looking at areas around there. There's a big car park there at the old Golden Grill.
Boy A and Boy B's educational, psychological and psychiatric progress will be reported to the courts every 2 years after the judge in the Anna Creasy murder trial made an order today. On Tuesday, Boy A was handed a life sentence for her murder, while Boy B received 15 years for his role in the crime. Both boys were given a date at which their sentence will be reviewed. The judge says it's important the courts have a clear view of what happened during the course of their detention when reviewing their sentences. There were 40 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 10 of them on emergency department trolleys. That's a drop of one on yesterday's figure. Today's figure means the total number of patients awaiting beds at the hospital this week was 222, with the hospital constantly one of the four most overcrowded in the country. Nationally, the INMO says there were 574 admitted patients waiting on beds at hospitals across the country this morning, the largest number 68 at University Hospital Limerick. Suitability concerns have been raised over plans for a new building to house a number of services in Letterkenny. The proposed building is to be located near the Public Services Centre, and it's anticipated that Cara House will be relocated there, among other facilities. Cara, a family resource centre, is currently operating out of a number of locations in the town, and it had been hoped that they would all be amalgamated under the one roof. However, it's understood that Cara staff are concerned over the design of the building and that there may not be ample space for them. The project is due to go to tender, but Councillor Michael McBride is hopeful that a solution can be found in the 11th hour.
I think the design of the building is maybe something they have issues with. I think the number of extra parking spaces is only about 15, and they're providing childcare as well, and I think that maybe the building is not just designed exactly the way they want it. So I put a motion into council, and I would like maybe that we would have a meeting with the county councillors, the council officials and Ciara House to see if there's anything that can be done now at the 11th hour, possibly to try and change the layout of the building. Not the building maybe in its general shape, but maybe the layout of the building to make it more user-friendly for Ciara House.
Do you feel at this late stage it is possible to go back to the drawing board though?
Well, the time frame is very tight on it, Catherine, and that's what I'm going to try and find out maybe at our municipal meeting on Tuesday where exactly it's at, when it's going out for tender, or maybe it's already gone, so we'll just have to check that and see where everything's at. But you know, it's great to get a building like that locally, but it'd be nice if it was designed exactly. Ciara House, I've already spoken to the council and told the council what they would like to have there, and then when they see the plans, I think they're not just that happy with the layout. So look, at some point we need to sit around the table and try and thrash out and see if we can do anything about it.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range with a gift for all the family, in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Manchester City keeper Ederson has been ruled out of Sunday's Premier League clash with Liverpool. The Brazilian keeper suffering the after effects of a muscular problem sustained in the Champions League draw away to Atalanta. Claudio Bravo will deputise at Anfield, and despite the Chilean getting sent off on Wednesday night, Pep Guardiola has full confidence in his standing.
We won the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup, the last ones, thanks to Claudio. He's an exceptional keeper, won a lot of games with the national, international, with his national team with Chile, so no doubts.
Elsewhere, Stoke City have appointed Michael O'Neill as their new manager. The Northern Ireland boss has signed a 3.5-year contract at the struggling Championship club. He'll remain in charge of his national side for the upcoming Euro 2020 qualifiers against Holland and Germany, as well as the playoff tie they could be involved in next March. On the pitch tonight, the bottom two meet in the Premier League. Winless Watford, they go to Norwich. Kick-off at Carrow Road is at 8 o'clock. And back locally, Dundalk, they're in Belfast and for the first leg of the Unite the Union Champions Cup. The league winners face Linfield with a kick-off at 7:45. Well, in the Irish League, Sean Connor, he's back in management and recently took charge of Institute. Now, they've had some encouraging results of late, and tomorrow they meet, they'll be at home where they meet Glentoran. They've had a tough run of fixtures of late, but Sean is positive about the times ahead.
We've had quite a tough run of fixtures, and our next four fixtures don't get any easier. We're playing Glentoran, Linfield, Coleraine and then Ballymena, so it's not until December that we start to play the teams around us, you know. We're getting into the game on Saturday on the back of three games unbeaten, you know, two draws, away to Lar and away to Crusaders, and a win in the Cup. So if we could turn a draw on Saturday into 3 points, it'll be a massive 3 points and a big, big boost.
Yes, Institute against Glentoran, one of four games in the Irish Premier League tomorrow. Emma McLaughlin will have updates from the Brandywell tomorrow. Elsewhere, the leaders, Coleraine, they're at home to play Glenavon. In the League of Ireland, St Patrick's Athletic have completed their first signing of the close season. Winger Jay McClelland has signed for the Saints after 4 years at UCD. Tomorrow, locally in the Donegal League, the Saturday had both divisions in Division 1 and Division 2 in action tomorrow. The leaders in Division 1, Donegal Town Reserves, they're away to Glen A. And the leaders in Division 2, Capri Rovers, they're away to Kopenay Rovers. There's action in the Ulster Senior League this weekend with three ties down for decision. Big game out at Bonagie on Sunday sees Bonagie United play Letterkenny Rovers. Fanharps Reserves play Fannet United, and Coghill Celtic, they're up against Derry City Reserves. Elsewhere, there's four FAI Cup FAI Junior Cup ties down for decision. There's also action in both the Donegal and Inishowen leagues. Elsewhere, and Donegal's Roma McLaughlin has been awarded the NEC Midfielder of the Year for her excellent displays for Central Connecticut State University. The Greencastle native moved to America in 2018 on a full scholarship and featured for the college's Blue Devils soccer team, who retained their title. In Gaelic games and colleges action today, the Under-19 McCrory Cup was one game played today, and a good result for St Dunans. They defeated Cookstown today by 9 points to 7. In Derry's Gaelic games scene, Harry O'Kane Cup, there's a couple of games down for decision tonight. Fochan Vale, they play Glenullen, and Glen, they're up against Kilray. Over the weekend tomorrow, there's in football, the under-21B semi-final. St. Noel's, they play Bundoran. All these games start at 1 o'clock. In hurling tomorrow, under-21 hurling, St. Eunan's, they play Setanta. The Division 4 final, it's Letterkenny Gaels up against Uras. And in the County Minor League Division 1 at the Burn Road, it's a semi-final. Four Masters, they're up against Naoimh Wirra. And in hurling over the weekend, tomorrow, it's the Intermediate Club Championship at 4 o'clock tomorrow at Owen Beg. Owen Rue of Tyrone play Naoimh Anna of Antrim. And also in hurling, it's the Junior Championship. Owen Rue of Derry, they play Newry Shamrocks. They're from Down. Moving on to golf and the European Tour this week, it's the Turkish Airlines Open. Dennis Kerwin reports.
Shane Lowry fired in 8 birdies and had just a single drop shot in a superb round of 65 to move into contention at the Turkish Airlines Open. The Open champion put on an exhibition of ball striking. He birdied every single one of the 5 par 5s and he moved up to 7 under par. That's just 5 shots off the lead, held on 12 under par by Matthias Schwab. Alex Noren, Ross Fisher and Danny Willett are just a shot off the lead, with defending champion Justin Rose 2 shots off the pace in his quest to win a 3rd consecutive Turkish Airlines Open. Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington made 6 birdies. He had a superb round of 66. He moves up to 3 under. And on a packed leaderboard, there's currently 32 players within 5 shots of the lead at the halfway stage at the 2019 Turkish Airlines Open. With McGurksGolf.com for in-store club fitting with the most advanced TrackMan technology, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
The PGA Tour captain Tiger Woods has named himself as one of 4 wildcard selections for the US team at the President's Cup. He's only the 2nd playing captain in the event between the US and an international team. Hale Irwin played in the inaugural matches 25 years ago. Woods also selected Tony Finau, Gary Woodland and Patrick Reed. The competition takes place between the 9th and 15th of December in Melbourne. In rugby, Munster's international contingent return for tomorrow's Pro 14 derby with Ulster at Thomond Park. Peter O'Mahony will captain the side, while the likes of CJ Stander, John Clean, John Ryan, Chris Farrell and Andrew Conway all start. Jacob Stockdale and Jordy Murphy are restored to the Ulster side for tomorrow's game. Now, the sports ground hosts the first inter-pro derby of the season tonight, with Connacht taking on Leinster. The other game tonight sees Edinburgh entertain the Ospreys. And local rugby tomorrow on the AIL Division 2C, a game will be covering on Saturday Sport. City of Derry, they play Clonmel. Alec will be attempting that one. And in motorsport, David Kelly has been selected as one of the nominees for Motorsport Ireland's Billy Coman Young Rally Driver of the Year Award, following impressive performances in recent months from the Donegal Town driver. 24-year-old Kelly took the Junior 1 at the recent Fastnet Rally, as well as wins earlier in the year at the Cavan and Midland Stages events. The winner of the Billy Coman Award will receive €100,000 of funding towards competing in rallies both nationally and internationally. 2017's award winner County Derry driver Callum Devine set to compete in the Rally Hungary round of the European Rally Championship this weekend. It gets underway this evening with partial backing from Motorsport Ireland. In boxing at the National Senior Championship Finals in Dublin, getting underway about 6:30 this evening, Caroline Geller of the Illies Golden Gloves is in final action in the 69kg up against Rosie Doherty of St Francis. And in the 69kg men's section, Matthew McCall, also of Illies Golden Gloves, is up against Martin Salmon of Olympic. In athletics, the All-Ireland Schools Combined event is taking place at the AIT tomorrow, and on Sunday the Northern Ireland Ulster Novice and Uneven Cross-Country action takes place. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Andrew Balbirnie is the new captain of Ireland's Test and One Day cricket teams. He'll succeed William Porterfield, who had led the sides since 2008. Balbirnie has played 123 times for Ireland and says it's an absolute honour to be appointed. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, veteran broadcaster Gay Byrne has been remembered as an important guide in Ireland's journey into the modern era. Family, friends and fans gathered at Dublin's Pro Cathedral earlier to pay their final respects at his funeral mass. Shane Beattie reports.
I wasn't thinking I'd be emotional, but I am now. I just think he did an awful lot for women.
People queuing outside the Pro Cathedral to bid a farewell to an Irish broadcasting legend. Gay Byrne's cortege left Howth to travel into Dublin City, a journey he took every day to RTE and a chance for locals to pay their respects. Chief mourners at the respectful religious service were his wife Kathleen, his two daughters and their families. They were joined by the President and the Taoiseach and figures from broadcasting, politics and entertainment. Gay's daughter Susie read a Brendan Kennelly poem.
Beneath it all, you searched for what was true. Thank you for that. But thank you most of all for being you.
Father Leonard Maloney's homily spoke of how Gay treated people.
It came from a belief, no matter how ordinary they appeared to be, to themselves and to others, nobody was really ordinary after all.
Bob Collins, former RTE Director General, spoke about Gay Byrne's faith.
He broke that journey for half seven mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook. Not bad for a man who was accused of denigrating all that was sacred, attacking Christianity and single-handedly undermining the foundations of the Roman Catholic Church.
The Palestrina Choir sung as his coffin was led out of the church to a final round of applause before a private burial in Sutton.
Weather now. Tonight will start dry, cold and clear, with temperatures falling to 0 or -1 degrees in places, with some frost. Wet and breezy weather will spread overnight with some heavy rain in places. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has written to Garda Commissioner Drew Harris to ask what measures are being taken to ensure the force is adequately resourced in the county. Deputy Doherty says there's been a worrying increase in incidents along the border, with business people speaking out about a spike in criminality and antisocial behaviour over recent months. The PSNI says those involved in the intimidation campaign against Quinn Industrial Holdings staff will have no hiding place north or south. His comments come after Cyril McGuinness, a man suspected of being involved in the abduction of Kevin Lunny in September, died during a police search at his home in Derbyshire this morning. The number of people in the live register in Donegal has fallen by just over 9%. According to latest figures, there were 9,423 people signing on in the county at the end of October. And there are calls in Donegal County Council to urgently address parking issues at Ingraden Theatre in Letterkenny. The issue is said to be particularly prevalent during busy times, resulting in the route along the side of the building regularly becoming blocked. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nailed with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seymour Mahasa, Colm Fersher, and Sean on the Brief Skelty are Highland Radio. Chorus Chaiterlach, Chorlia Chondagun and all, and Chorlia. Nicholas Cross and Falcha Riven Ogre to renew the Lynn Sharton, you go well, Oskion. She punch a she villain euro, a carter foil, la high chonskun of Ach Nuahana, Lacks Nakalabaga, August Egals, Horan, Caru 3 punch a she villain euro, or foil, la high a chonskun of Farberta, Eglahar, Tarasaractus, Nakalabaga. August 3 billion ar foil igor ober ach nuahain a cuin al chun chorain. Taharag sul gamay tarava la buenche galan aran wort agus an ir huskert un anestiacht. Ta skeim na mort amakti alinye oskulcha agus a glacu le hirat hasi da grupi a garmula a congesha hord stifa farbarcha yenif ar war amakti alinye na ar greihit da war amakti alinye a ta arraktal agus a curry vayim fridgman na gelige ta tellu olish egan siv glor na gael bonkai I. Bi kiotri on tradition an chanos Askidor, Hananik Fajin, August Moyen Column, a mask butcherig, Arctus Nigelige, Amalia Heclea, and Jerry Sharton, your shy heart, Sholu Lord, the Hodge Uders, O Honda, Runanal, on Komai, Moya, Denny Ren, August Prontius, Macaward, Sanarev, Grieviakti, on Arctus, Aves Lefekel, Eristatia, a Kyolkurum, Avesar Shul, a Halla, and Aher Mat, Trilak, Condi Huroin, a Jeronimisha. Tog hoolia farmana agus na homi ag raktal an na hamakta ag go fartiog leis an arachtas agus bei aurani ar an chan no skeli hea kiotri agus dausari agus prab gealtacht a mas grieviachti an sin ar foil ar an ige. Tellu eg onad alinja na srulia an omi. Agus ta jesh kora ar ober an lecher kennen, eg gael lecher kennen, agus te atai gesh na rangani gaelige an stis sa gael skol anon ahan ihe kedinja ijra hart agus lahan ye an li sta tellu olish ar an siv linra lecher kennen bonkai I. Shin mahodja elegolier slan agus banakt.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 8th of November. The death has occurred of Madge Bonner, the Chalet, Lakina, Burton Port. Her remains will repose at Midland's funeral home from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with removal at 5 to her home in Lakina. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Monday at 1 o'clock in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcridge Cemetery. House private pleas from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Dunloe Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Medlin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Anne V. Doherty, née Bradley, Churchtown, Carndonagh and Buncrana. Her remains will repose at her son Carl's residence at Churchtown, Carndonagh from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 9:45, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Neil O'Donnell. Sonny ran a fast. His remains are en route to the home of his nephew, Neil Walsh ran a fast, for wake. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private pleas from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of David Russell, Ashfield House, Coolboy, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for service in Convoy Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to a charity to be decided later, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Ellen O'Donnell, Falmore, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Falmore. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Manus Gallagher, Mandy, St. Columbkills Village, Clonmany, formerly of Main Street, Creasla. His remains are reposing at St. Columbkills Village, Clonmany. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake until 10 p.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbkills Village, Clonmany.